I'll be trying multiple different ways to do authentic assessment of each and every one of my students. The one I'm most excited to try out is a student-led portfolio. This idea seems complicated at first, but the more I learned about it, the more excited I am about it. I love the fact that the portfolio is going to be put together by me as a teacher, and more importantly, by the student itself. We're going to collaborate to choose the significant pieces incorporated into the student portfolio, things that they are proud of, things that they did in a group work, things that they show that they made progress. I think the idea of the student taking responsibility for their learning and having the opportunity to put it all in one place and see it for themselves, to see the growth that they've made from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, is a really amazing way to track their growth. I also think it's a really amazing thing to be able to pass on to the next teacher, giving a much more holistic viewpoint of where the student is rather than just looking at what they scored on their last standardized state test. Another thing I'm going to implement is formal and informal student interviews, whether it's a group of questions that I'm asking every student or just in a chat around lunchtime where I'm gaining knowledge about what they enjoy, what type of books they like, or what their background knowledge is. I plan on also doing daily observation logs, whether it's in my fluency time or maybe just in vocabulary. Writing down observations over the long course of time helps me realize if my student's making growth or areas that they're stuck. Sometimes it can be frustrating to figure out a summative assessment every couple of weeks. And I think something that helps with that is having formative assessments throughout the way, things like exit and entrance slips that kind of summarize what your kid learned that day, helps a lot as a teacher to know if what you're teaching is actually getting through to them. And lastly, simple things like a student quick write after a lesson is a huge way to gain a gauge of where your students are and if they're understanding what you are teaching.